Try a subscription to Gardener's World magazine for just $14.99 and find inspiration for your garden. You and a loved one can enjoy two-for-one entry to hundreds of gardens nationwide. Visit buysubscriptions.com/May24 to subscribe.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sew Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
Hello, I'm Lily and I'm a content creator at gardenersworld.com and I'm going to be talking about Cosmos Candy Floss White. I garden on a balcony in West London and can often be found pottering about on this fourth floor spot throughout the year, whether it be deadheading, watering or pruning, or perhaps just sitting back with a cup of tea or gin and tonic and immersing myself in my little slice of nature as the city continues its endless bustle below. It's my sanctuary. But it also requires a fair amount of planning, love and attention to keep it looking as good as possible each year. I start planning in January, thinking about what I want on the balcony and what I will grow from seed this year, and what I realistically have the space to grow from seed. My living room floor has its limitations. I have a number of hardy perennials, but the rest of the pots are free for annual seeds. Sometimes I get carried away. In previous years, I've tried to grow too much and nothing has been particularly successful. Or I've grown too little and had pots full of the same thing with very little variety. It's been a wonderful learning curve and each year I learn combinations that work particularly well, things that thrive in the microclimate the balcony offers, as well as the plants that don't. Some plants find the stark mix of sun and shade too much, and for others, I just need to be patient and wait for a garden to be able to grow them. Us balcony gardeners need to be realistic about our space and the conditions we have. I finally admitted to myself that ferns just hate the conditions of my balcony, no matter how much I love them and how many times I've tried to create a fern-friendly corner. Watching my heart's tongue fern slowly shrivel last summer was just too heartbreaking. But I do have a few favourites that appear and thrive year after year. And along with morning glory, sweet peas, sunflowers and tomatoes, I also love growing cosmos. They look absolutely spectacular when grown in a border, a mass of feathery foliage and a sea of blooms in a range of colours. I can't wait to have a garden and fill a sunny border with them. Fulham Palace had a particularly stunning circular border full of cosmos last summer, and it was a joy to admire this spectacular display each weekend that I spent gardening there. But back to my balcony, and for now I grow a few varieties in pots and enjoy the multitude of flowers throughout the summer and often into autumn too. They also make great cut flowers and are a hit with pollinators. What's not to love? There are lots of Cosmos bipinnatus varieties to choose from, and it's nice to plant a mix so you have lots of different colours. Cosmos Candy Floss White has large white blooms, a vivid sight against the bright green foliage on a hot summer's day. Cosmos Gazebo Red has large velvety red flowers, and Daydream lives up to its name with delicate pink blooms that fade to white at the edges. If you have a large border to fill, a range of varieties will create a kaleidoscope of colour to enjoy throughout the summer. Plus, the endless blooms will be wonderful additions to summer bouquets. Growing cosmos from seed is pretty easy. You can grow seedlings in pots and plant out. If doing this, only plant out once all risk of frost has passed. But you can also sow the seeds directly into the soil in the spring. They are native to Southern and Central America, so will need a warm and sunny spot. My balcony gets full sun until just after lunch in the summer. Ideally, they'd be in full sun all day, but I do seem to get away with these conditions. I will sow the seeds directly into the pots that they will stay in for the entire season. They don't tend to suffer from many issues, just the usual culprits. Slugs and snails may go for young seedlings, and yes, I do get snails on my full floor balcony. If you decide to grow a chocolate cosmos variety, be aware that this is a tender perennial, so needs to be treated differently from other cosmos. It grows from tubers like dahlias, so will need lifting to overwinter indoors. Pinching out is a good way to encourage bushier plants and more flowers, what's not to like? You can do this by pinching out the growing tips of young plants. Wait until the seedlings have formed 2 to 3 pairs of leaves. Another tip for more flowers is to deadhead regularly throughout the growing season. Cut the stem back to the first leaf below the flower head. It's also possible to collect seed from cosmos and save for the following year. 3 plants, perfect! So not only are cosmos beautiful, they're easy to grow and will provide flowers for months on end. Seems like a no-brainer to me.
Thanks for listening to Sew Along, and we hope you're inspired to give seed sowing a go. Find out more about it at gardenersworld.com/podcast. Subscribe now to never miss an episode and rate us in your podcast provider app. See you next time.